Good morning, everyone. My name is Bo Key Miller. I'm an elder here at a DLC, and this is Jumpstart. Good morning to you all. On behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett, and all the leadership, I welcome you to this prayer call this morning. It has been a fabulous time going through this time of consecration. We've had some great speakers before us. Last night, Pastor Roy gave us a great prayer, ending out yesterday, which our concentration was on repair. Earlier in the week, on Wednesday, Pastor Roy did a Bible study, and then also Pastor Crystal started the day off with the subject of revive. And we were coming out of the scriptures in Hosea chapter 6, specifically verse 2. And I just want to tell you guys, it has been a blessing during this time of consecration, during the time of worship that we've had during our consecration, to concentrate on God reviving us, God repairing us. But today we want to focus on the subject matter of restoration. And before we start, I want to go ahead and pray so that you can get this word this morning. I see that there are more of you that are coming on this morning. God bless you. God bless you this morning. Continue to come into this space as we jump into the Word of God to give you a quick 5 to 10 minute word that will encourage you, and then we will end out in prayer today. All right, so let me go ahead and just open up in prayer. Father God, I thank you this morning. I bless you. I glorify you this morning, oh Lord, that you have a word, a message to get to your people today. And Father God, I pray that you remove me, oh Lord, and that, oh Lord, that you just deposit inside of me, oh Lord, the word that you would want your people to hear. So let there be less of me or more of you, and let you speak through me, oh Lord, through my voice, through my mouth, oh Lord, that others may hear your word and they may carry it out, that it may do exactly what it says, and that it will not return void. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So this morning, guys, we are in Hosea chapter 6, and our concentration scripture is verse 2, and it reads like this. And first, let me do this. Let me read verse 1 and then go to verse 2. It says, come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds, and after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Amen, amen. So, as I said before, as some of you were coming on, Pastor Crystal started us off with a great message about reviving us. Awakening us, breathing life into us, what God wants to do in our lives so that we can live unto him, that we may be alive and not walking around dead and discouraged. And then Elder Shawnette came in and she told us about repairing the breach and understanding the fact that when we are repaired, we also go out and help others. Help to repair others, help the places where others have breaches in their lives, and speak to them about how the Lord can repair those broken places, those broke down places, and the places where the enemy just has access in and out of your life. So I just want to tell you this morning, we're going to talk about restoration, the fullness of everything brought together today, how reviving us and repairing us actually helps us get to a place of restoration. Even as the scripture says that the fact that we will be revived, and on the third day, it says we will be restored. And as I was thinking about speaking to you this morning, I literally started thinking about things that needed repair, things that needed to be brought back to life. And I could not help but think about the shows that talk about homes being restored back to new. There's an old show called This Old House, and they would take these old homes and they would bring them back to the glory and the rest, and they would restore them back to their original function and to their original look. Some things added in that were new and updated, but a lot of times when they took on this restoration, it was a big deal. Those restorations would take a long period of time, and it would take about 10 to 12, 15, 20 shows for that house. For you to see the end result of that house where it would be brought back to the original state that it was made in, even to the point that it would even be better with updated equipment, updated walls, updated paint, all kind of things. And I want to say to you today that this process of restoration just doesn't start with the fact that God starts putting things into your life and God starts just building. Actually, the restoration process can be a very, very difficult process and even painful process at certain times. And that's why God has to revive us a lot of times so that we can go through the restoration process. Many times when we are going through this restoration process, many of us have come across situations where we didn't want to go through the process of healing because it was so painful in our lives. That's why many times we have to open up our hearts and have to be receptive to the Lord so that he can fill us with his love, fill us with his grace, empower us so that we can go through the process. Because many of us, a lot of times, we'll take a small repair from the Lord. Like, for instance, when Elder Shawnette said, you know, we repair the breach. But just repairing a broken down wall or a hole in the wall doesn't mean that the rest of the property doesn't need to be fixed. And many times, even those repairs, if they don't sit for a while, for instance, if you're putting up a brick wall and you don't let the mortar set, well, those bricks can be removed again. If that wall doesn't have enough time to harden and to set, and to be connected back to the original walls and to set and get acclimated to what the wall was before, that wall will have some weaknesses there. And I don't want to get all technical with you about it, but it is like that in our lives a lot of time. And this is what Jesus says in Scripture. He talks about the fact when a demon is cast out, that it goes all of these different places seeking a place where it can live in, a host, as you could say. But then when it doesn't find a place to go, it comes back to that, to the other person that they were cast out of, and they come back to that house and they see that it has been swept, it has been cleaned, it has been restored, and it has been repaired and everything. But what happens is, because there was nothing filled inside the house, that demon comes back in and it brings more friends with it. In the first state, I mean, the last state is worse than the first state. So when we look at this time of restoration, we just can't say that it is enough for us to be repaired. And I'm thinking about even the fact that I had a hole in my wall one time, and I had to put spackle on it. I had to smooth it all out and everything like that. And I had to give that thing time enough to set. Now, if I would have tried to put a painting on the wall and nail something through that spackle before it had time enough to harden, then I would end up having to repair that place again. And sometimes it ends up being even worse than what it was before. And then you have to tear the whole thing down. And many times in our lives, we put paint on, and we don't put up the sign that says wet paint. And then we go and put our hands on it. And then other people put their hands on it, and the enemy comes in, and then you have a wall that has all of these prints on it. So in our lives, I believe what the Lord is saying to us today, we have to go through the process. Let the Lord heal you first. Let the Lord breathe into you. Release yourself unto the Lord and open up your heart so that the Lord can come in and so that he can give you everything that you need to go through this process. Because many times we get the first part of our lives fixed, and then we go right back out to the world, and then the world chews us up, spits us out, and then we come back to the church. And this year has been one of those years that has been difficult because we've been isolated, and a lot of us have tried to escape the natural things that are going on around us, looking at TV, looking at movies, getting on social media. But it was a time for us to get into our word so that God could protect us, so that God could keep us. And during this process, what God wants to do with us is start off making sure that our foundation is sure. Our foundation is complete. Our foundation is on Him. That's why Pastor Roy is going through Starting Point to make sure that many of us, that our foundations are secure so that when it's time for us to build and restore the broken places in our lives, we will have a firm foundation to stand on. This restoration process usually deals with the fact first to say, is the foundation sure? Because we can't start the restoration process unless we make sure that the foundation is secure and that the foundation is good. If the foundation is good, then we can start that restoration process by making the necessary repairs. And then there's some areas of our lives that we have not allowed the Lord to come into, and or we want the Lord to come into, but it has been difficult for us to go through the process because, to be honest with you, the whole area, that whole portion of the house has to be torn up. It has to be ripped out. Walls have to be ripped out. Plumbing has to be ripped out. Electrical wires have to be ripped out. And it is a painful process because a lot of times those things have been in us. Those things represent different things in our lives that we've had with us for a long time. But will we let the Lord do the proper repairs? Will we let Him tear down the things that need to be torn down in our lives? That is the question that we have to ask if we're going to go through this restoration process. When I read to you verse 1, it speaks about the fact that the Lord has torn us to pieces, that the Lord has injured us. But in that same verse, it says the Lord heals us in that He binds up our wounds. And many times during this restoration process, there are things that are going to be painful because they've gotten intertwined in our lives, but they need to be torn out so that the new thing can be put in, the proper thing and the thing that is going to restore you to the proper purpose of what God wants to use you for. So this day, we have to answer the question, will we surrender ourselves to the process of letting the Lord revive us, breathe into us, letting Him repair the places that need to be repaired so that we can go through the restoration process and that we can be used to help repair others? Now, when we're restored and we're brought into the fullness of what God wants us to be, then it says that we may live in His presence. And not only that, when we live in His presence, we are good and we are available for the Master's use. And don't you want to be used by the Lord? Some of us say that flippantly sometimes, and some of us say that sometimes and do not count the cost of what that means. But if you want to be used by the Lord, His process is always going to be a process of reviving and repairing and restoring you because He wants to use you. And in this day and time, we need to understand that in DLC, we have a purpose, and that this time of consecration isn't just a time for us just to say, oh, I want to get my life straight, and then I just use my life the way I want to use it. No, you're being consecrated during this time for a purpose, and that purpose is for you to be used by the Lord. So understand this again. I thank the Lord for Him breathing in us, reviving us, and taking us through this time of revival. I honor God because He has repaired the broken places in my life and has given me an opportunity to function so that I can go through the full restoration process so that I can be brought into a place so that He can use me to the original intent that He has for my life. And for you, I believe it is for you the same way. So this day, let us go into prayer and let us pray to the Lord that this process, that we will yield ourselves to this process and that He will take us through the fullness of it, that we may be vessels of honor so that He can use. So, Father God, this day, I thank You so much, O Lord, for this word. I thank You for our leaders, O Father God, and for everyone that has been speaking this week. on reviving us, on repairing us, and on restoring us today, O Lord. Your word is true, O Lord, and we stand on your word, O Lord, and we come in agreement, Lord, knowing, O Father God, that you will carry out everything that you've spoken in your word. So this day, O Lord, we yield ourselves, O Lord. We give ourselves to you, O Lord. We say yes, O Lord, to you, that you may come in, O Lord, and break up the fallow ground, O Father God, and place in us all the things that we need, O Father God. Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray that you breathe new life into us, O Lord, today. And in the areas, O Father God, where the enemy has been coming in and going out, O Father God, at will, I pray, O Lord, that you repair the breach, O Lord, that you give us the strength, O Father God, to stand, O Father God. And in that, O Lord, when it comes to our time of restoration, restoring us, O Lord, to the original intent, O Father God, for our lives and what you have for us and what you would have for us to do, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that we go through the process until completion, O Father God, and that completion will happen totally, O Lord, when we come to be with you. But now, O Lord, I pray, O Lord, for this time and on the level that we're on, O Lord, that you bring it to completion in each and every one of our lives. O Father God, I pray, O Lord, for the next 5 weeks, O Lord, when we go through starting point, O Lord, that the foundations in our lives will be set, O Lord, so that when we are going through this time of restoration, O Lord, we will know that our foundation is firm and that you may be able to build, O Father God, our lives, O Father God, according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. On behalf of our pastors, our elders, our directors, and other leaders of DLC, I just want to say thank you for joining us this morning. I just pray that you go forth today just full of God's presence and letting him show you the areas of your life that need to be repaired, need to be restored, and need to be revived. And in that, I will say to you also, continue to check out our website, our At a Glance page, where you can find all types of information about what's going on at DLC. Of course, we have an 8:30 prayer call on Saturday. It's going to be on Facebook. I believe it's going to be on Facebook and YouTube. So you'll be able to join that or either Zoom. Just go on the website and you will find out all that information. And of course, this week we're supposed to have service. Continue to look at our website. We know that there's some weather that's supposed to be coming in on Sunday. So just be aware of that, that there may be a chance that we may have to change the schedule. So just continue to look at that on our website. We will send that information out. Go ahead and sign up online for our email blast so that you can always stay up to date with everything that is going on at DLC. And if we have to change a schedule or not, you will have an email sent out to you, or you can check the website. So we thank you so much today. That's all I have for you. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. So just make sure you join us at 8:30. Go to the website and get all the information. Make sure you join us 8:30 tomorrow. We're going to close out in prayer. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.